and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. Michelle, you look a little bewildered.
Do I?
Yes,
I think this is my constant state lately.
Well, we've got big news here in the studio this morning. We got, a foot of snow? Some of you guys got 2 feet of snow
Yes.
in Philly.
And more
over
coming.
The weekend, and more coming tonight. I understand before we go to sleep tonight, we're going to have at least 6
sound?
Inches.
Is that the Olympics?
Anyway, we're supposed to get 4 to 6 inches before we even go to sleep tonight.
Wait, am I the only one getting that double entendre? Really?
Dumble?
No, we all got it.
Okay, that's double entendre.
Okay, so we're going to get 4 snow in the morning.
Yes, we're getting 4 to 6.
Yes, all the way up to perhaps 18 inches.
Woo!
So, more shoveling for Joe Haley.
No, I got 2 teenage boys. They do all the shoveling. I just didn't supervise them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm sure you're a really good supervisor.
I am.
I'm sure you are. We are all back from ASI Dallas, back in the studios. A lot of buzz last week at the show. I know Joe Haley, you were on the scene. You had a lot of new products to show.
Absolutely.
What was your favorite product?
From last week, my favorite product. Boy, you put me on the spot like that.
I mean, I know you had the sexy Valentine's Day products.
Well, we did have the sexy Valentine's Day. Oh, I know what it was. It was from Hog Wild, and it's this marshmallow and hot dog roaster where it extends, and you have a little crank, and you turn it so your marshmallow doesn't burn in the fire when you're roasting marshmallows.
Yeah.
Andy.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool. Great for, Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts.
You don't want
a
burnt marshmallow.
No,
and
no, no.
And you'll be bringing that to the Outer Banks this summer, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We always do a fire on the beach, and then the kids, set their marshmallows on fire, and then they fling them.
Don't
a lot
set
of
your
great
marshmallows
buzz
on fire,
last
Andy.
Week. Did you guys see the TV clips? We were on Fox Morning News.
I saw everything, yeah.
And we were on NBC.
Yes, it was very awesome.
And we were actually
Joe
in the background.
Haley, Joe Haley was quoted in the Dallas Morning News.
I saw you in the background.
Actually, we're going to put all those clips up on the radio sites today, so you can check out both TV clips and also the article in the Dallas Morning News. Talks all about the industry. Great stuff. Anyway, Andy Cohn is here this morning. Andy, you were not at Dallas
last
week.
No, I was not in Dallas. Holding down the fort here with Kathy and Michelle.
You were.
Yeah.
But you're going to be in San Diego in 2 weeks.
Oh, you bet.
That's
I'll be
great.
Out there next week, too.
Michelle, will you be shoveling snow tomorrow?
No, I have people for that.
Oh, good. That's great. We have a very special guest in the studio this morning. Jen, now let's see if I get this right. Vishnevsky.
Good job. Yep.
Jen is our newest staff writer for Advantages Magazine. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Are you going
to
be shoveling snow tomorrow?
I will.
Or do you have people for that too?
No, but I just bought a snowblower after this last
Ooh,
week.
Good
so
for you.
I'm ready to go.
She's high tech.
Kathy Houston is here. Kath, what's new with you? I understand that you've got your own Jersey Shore name.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, she and her husband sit around and come up with...
We come up with Jersey Shore
Jersey
names
Shore
like
each
Snooki?
Other.
I'm the aggravation.
That works.
All right.
What was mine?
The inebriation.
Yeah,
what about the Hawkinator? Or he's just the Hawkinator?
The Hawkinator, yeah.
Steve right.
Well, Steve Hawk is here running our tech. Vinny Driscoll is here going to be answering your phone calls today. Call us at 215-953-4979. Today's topic in honor of Valentine's Day is what are some creative ways to show clients the love? And will we be taking dating questions too, Michelle?
We will take them all. Take any questions.
All right, so
listen
show
to Michelle
the love.
And do the exact
We could dole out dating
clients,
advice.
Do you love them? Any dating advice? Mm-hmm. Anything you have regarding love, call Michelle, 215-953-4979.
It's a private line.
Ms. Bell.
If we put you on the air today, you win a date with Michelle? Oh, no. You win a $25 Visa gift card.
We don't want to penalize anyone.
So start calling us now. 215-953-4979. Joe, tell us what's on tap for today's
you
show.
You got it, Melinda. Okay, Mitchell Lombard from Atlas Embroidery and Screen Printing is calling in today. Who is he, Andy? Well, his company printed thousands of T-shirts immediately after the Super Bowl ended, and we want him to tell us the story. Hey, there was a big football game on Sunday. Did anyone watch it?
No.
Or something like that. Okay, anyway, there was a lot of cool commercials, and we're going to go over some of the top spots that ran. And if you're looking for creative ways to show clients the love, well, then give us a call at 215.
Or dating advice.
Or dating advice, 215-953-4979, or send an email to radio@asicentral.com. And again, if we put you on the air, Melinda?
We're going
to
give you a $25 Visa gift card or a date with Michelle, you pick.
All right. Right, Kathy offers up some.
Does that mean a date with Michelle is worth $25?
Hey,
on a good day,
not that much money. Kathy offers up some email marketing tips for Valentine's Day. How do successful brands satisfy people's 10 basic desires? Michelle knows, and she's going to dish the dirt. Andy's looking over my shoulder. Andy will tell you how you can better communicate your value in a tough economy. As the world is about to descend on Vancouver, I have a look at some of the all-time strangest Olympic souvenirs. We also have a list of the best companies to work for and what you can learn from that. We have some other topics we're going to cover if we have time. I have a rant. I need to get something off my chest. But first, we're going to start with the industry news and Andy Cohen.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin today on the legislative front. Several U.S. senators have introduced legislation that would ban certain chemicals from children's jewelry. The law titled the Safe Kids Jewelry Act would ban cadmium, barium, and antimony from jewelry marketed to children ages 12 and under. Check out Promogram today for more details on this developing story. Some sad news this morning. Industry veteran Natalie Chase has passed away, the founder of Natalie Chase Marketing and a longtime multi-line rep. Chase passed away last week after battling ovarian cancer for just over 5 years. Chase entered the ad specialty industry nearly 30 years ago, working with companies such as Jarko, Barlow, and Garrity Industries. In economic news, President Obama announced a plan last week that would invest $30 billion in a new small business lending program. The proposal would take money from the government's TARP program and provide it to community banks to encourage lenders to help small businesses. Obama also announced a plan that would free up $33 billion to be used for small business tax credits. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what kind of fun can we expect?
Well, you know, Andy, they keep sending me new products. They keep sending it to me, so I keep showing it. And I think everyone likes to see the new things.
You have to please the people.
Please the people. Please the viewers.
All right. And, of course, start clients now, 215-953-4979. If you have any questions on how you can show clients the love. But first, we have Mitchell Lombard on line one. Mitchell's from Atlas Embroidery and Screen Printing. And, Mitchell, you must be a tired man.
We are exhausted, but it's a good exhaustion with this type of economy. This was great. You know, it was a little flurry of activity.
So, Mitchell, now you guys have a deal, I guess, with Reebok, correct, that you were set to produce all of their merchandise post-Super Bowl and I guess, pre-Super Bowl. So give us a little rundown about how it went about 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
Well, it was really exciting. It was, you know, Reebok selected us. They had no backup plans, so we were it for all of Florida to produce the... We started with the AFC, NFC, and then through Super Bowl, and from the moment that the Gatorade was poured on the coach, our presses started to spin. We were already set up. We had three Colts set up. We have five automatic presses. We had three set up with Colts and two set up with Saints. And so we started spinning the Saints.
Uh-oh. You got to add one. Had a couple to the Saints side.
The Colts
was
going
to
win.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't know. And... But by the end of the, you know, by the end of the pouring, we had five presses spinning for the Saints.
How many T-shirts did you produce by the end?
Reebok does not want us to say a number, but I can tell you we've gone through three 53-foot containers.
Wow.
I can tell you that Reebok has sold out of all T-shirts across the United States.
Wow. Now, do you watch the Super Bowl there in the factory where you're gearing
yes,
up?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any good pools going?
Excuse me?
Do you have any pools going?
We didn't have any pools going. We were just getting the factory ready to print.
And how many employees do you have involved in that effort?
There were almost 60 employees set up to... We had to not only print, but we had a box. We had to... hologram, we had a sticker, we had a tag, all these T-shirts. And the first pickups, they were in airports in Miami to Fort Lauderdale by 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And what do you do to keep people rallied and motivated during this whole long time, nighttime effort?
It was a lot of Red Bull.
Red Bull.
It was a lot of coffee. We brought in Jackson's ice cream. And at the same time, we had all of the local and national broadcasters here. We had film crews from CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, Channel 39, South Florida Business Journal. So it was really a media circus going on.
But now you're on ASI Radio. You really hit the big time.
Now we're on ASI Radio.
Well, congratulations. That's a great achievement for you and your staff. So thanks very much for calling in.
thank you so much, and we love ASI. We've been a part of ASI from the moment we had one machine and through now. So we've come a long way with ASI, and we truly appreciate the partnership.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Mitchell, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Joe, talking about the Super Bowl, we all love the advertisements. Which
absolutely.
Were the best ones this year?
Were the best ones? Well, I mean, I think it's all personal preference. That's actually the Fox song, and it wasn't on Fox. You know, I thought overall, I thought the commercial
it's okay.
stunk.
It's really okay.
I thought the commercial stunk.
They did have those girl babies now joining the boy babies.
I tell you what, that was hilarious.
Hilarious. It was
that
okay.
was funny.
Okay, well, that's not the number one.
Milkaholic.
The number one, according to USA poll, USA Today poll, anyone? Any guesses?
Betty White.
It was Betty White.
Betty
that
White
was truly
was
the funniest one.
Yeah, Betty White was good.
And Abe's, you know, Abe Vigoda?
Is he dead?
No, he's not. Either that or was a
he was on the
a reanimated Abe Vigoda. So that was the top spot. The other ones that seemed to get a lot of attention is the Tim Tebow commercial, which I think was there was a much ado about nothing.
There was
I thought
nothing.
There was nothing
yeah,
to that commercial nothing. To be upset about or you know create such controversy. Another one, the David Letterman, Jay Leno. I think by
that
now everyone's
funny.
Heard the story that Leno had to go into Letterman's studio while the show was taping so no one would recognize him. He had a cap and a hoodie and a fake mustache on. I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it was okay. Other than that, I think there are a lot of duds. A lot of duds. So we'll go around the table. Your favorite commercial, Melinda?
I liked the babies.
Okay. And the company is?
I don't know. Is it GoDaddy?
No,
it's E-Trade.
See, that's the thing. Is the commercial only good if you can't remember the advertiser? Kathy, what did you like the best?
I was at a party and there was too much hullabaloo.
So in other words, she was drunk by the first quarter and can't remember. Jen?
I liked the Betty White one. I thought she was really funny.
Michelle, did you watch?
No,
how old is Betty White?
I watched Modern Family.
Michelle watched it. Andy liked the babies.
I liked the babies, but I also liked the Simpsons one. They animated, but now I can't remember what it was for.
That was very clever, yeah. I forget what it was
for. They did a whole drawing of the Simpsons for a commercial.
And then,
I don't know
and then
what
there
was
the
for.
Back-to-back underwear ads. One was for Dockers and one was for, like, Hanes, I think.
I didn't see those.
They were disgusting. Not
what
the,
was the one?
Disgusting.
Men
sound
in underwear.
Was off, but there were guys walking without, like, naked?
Yeah, that was for
was
Dockers.
Okay.
They were like, their tighty whities.
There were guys walking around without shirts.
The Doritos commercials were especially strange.
A lot of people like
they
this.
Were all very strange.
I'm just curious if people get like if companies get see a bang for their buck for what they pay for these commercials.
Well, we're
they
talking do. About it.
There's 100 million people watching it.
It's brand awareness
people.
And buzz.
And then multiply the number of people listening to ASI Radio right now.
That's right.
All right, well, we're going to take your calls now, 215-953-4979. And we already have Walter on line 4, who's got some questions for us this morning. Good morning, Walter.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to let y'all know of a promotion that I did for Valentine's Day a couple years back. Since, you know, it's hard to, we're way down here in the South, and it's hard to send strawberries and chocolates to your customers. So actually I got some fortune cookies, one in chocolate, one in strawberry, and put some fortunes in there that we love our customers so much that we're giving you something free. And put a chocolate one and a strawberry one in a box and sent them off to my customers. It was well received.
That's a great idea.
That's great that you did that a couple years back?
A couple years back.
Oh, that's good. And that's a nice alternative, I think, to the normal flowers and chocolate, something mm-hmm. a little more unexpected.
You'll remember it because of that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for calling in, Walter. Stay on the line for your $25 gift card.
Okay,
and
thanks.
Happy
and a date with Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah. Booby prize.
We've got Lyle on line 2, who's got a question for us this morning. Lyle, is your question love-related?
I wouldn't say so, but I'll take some ideas, maybe.
Okay. Well,
Michelle's ready for you.
What do you have for us?
Well, my question is, now I'm gearing up to do a client appreciation self-promo campaign. And you guys said earlier you go to the shows, and of course Joe said I saw some cool items. I was just wondering if you have any ideas to help me with the campaign.
So what's the theme of the campaign?
It's client appreciation.
Client appreciation. Well, if you want to theme it on love and anything that's heart shaped, if you watch today's Joe show, you'll see a heart shaped USB stick, and on there your clients can put all their product information, pricing information, history about the company. They can give it to their clients and vendors, and then anything they need is right there. They can plug into their computer, and it's reusable again. So if they need to store some data, they have a USB stick. So it kind of does double duty.
Capitalizing on spring and Earth Day. I mean, if you're looking to do a promotion. should say, in a month or so.
There's a lot of things to do. Anything eco-friendly. I think tying in, especially with schools, if you do something to tie into schools, because a lot of kids, especially in elementary schools, will do, you know, little, you know, art projects and stuff, and they really get into planting trees and stuff. You know, my kids are all, you know, you got to do this and that on, you know, Earth Day. So if you have an eco-friendly product like recycled pens or pencils, or pens or pencils that are recyclable, I think that, you know, a company can tie into those schools, and it's kind of a dual effort. So you're eco-friendly, you're working with children in the
And then there's always green for St. Patty's Day.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Hope that gives you some ideas. Lyle, stay on the line for your gift card.
Thank you.
All right, on line three, we have Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. My question's a little like Lyle's, but specifically, I loved Joe's video on the sexy Valentine's items.
Yeah.
Right.
That was
great. Getting a lot. You know, you had 2,500 views of your sexy video. We're going to have to put that
and
up on the radio.
500 site. Of those were me.
Kathy just can't stop herself.
But it's only been posted for less than 3 days.
But anyway, Rachel, what's your question?
Well, my question is, as much as I love the video, I want to get some non-romantic suggestions for something I can do for my clients that maybe still has Valentine's in mind, but definitely not romantic.
You don't want to send them thongs, I guess, huh?
Right, no.
Neither does Joe.
Or pleasure kits.
No pleasure kits. Well, the USB drive is a really great idea.
Yeah, that's it's heart-shaped, and it's non-romantic, so.
Yeah, I brought home one the other night, and my daughter brought it to her teacher. Her teacher thought it was the coolest thing.
What about, Joe, that thing that you showed? I saw it on the Dallas video. It was the blanket or the bag that was shaped like a heart, but it opens up into the big
Yeah, a little non-woven polypropylene blanket.
Blanket.
Tote bag, and it actually folds up to a very small-shaped heart.
That's cute.
For the camera. And, you know, you tuck it in there and you open up, and it's a good 12x12 size tote bag. So, you know, you keep it folded as a heart. Say, I love you. We love doing business with you. We love having you as our, you know, clients. We love having you as our vendors.
Who did that, Joe? Do you remember?
Southern Plus, I believe.
Okay.
I also
okay.
think of those heart-shaped promotions, too, because it's Heart Health Awareness Month this month, too, besides Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. So, like, a pedometer would be a good thing to give. You can have it in red, but, you know, it's Heart Awareness Month, and you're worried about people exercising so they can count their steps. They're going to exercise, so, you know, you're thinking of them. We love you so much. We want you to get in shape, Kathy.
And maybe this is too romantic, but I really like the sexy water.
I like the sexy water.
What's the sexy water tell us for those who haven't seen it?
It's water.
Nothing
that,
sexier than water.
That's right.
Nothing
sexier.
It starts off that
you
video.
Start off looking
What's
like,
sexier than
you,
water?
You start off looking like Andy. Nothing. You drink a bottle of sexy water. You look in the mirror. You see me.
That's a great selling point.
Joe, that's if
I'm
you
not
drink
sure
a
that's a good
vodka.
Selling
actually,
point
no,
for that.
Actually, it's very clever
Are you
to call it.
Saying that you're more sexy than Joe?
I'm just saying.
Let's have a vote.
I'm
just
kidding.
All the it's ladies. A tie.
Okay,
no, I think that it's very clever marketing because you have an Acadia water here sitting
so
next to a sexy
water. Basically, it's just a
water.
Label that's really attractive and it says sexy water.
Absolutely. And what's sexier than people getting in shape for a good cause? So you give that out at like one of these runs for the cure or at like a 5K run that's raising money for charity. What's sexier than people doing something good for themselves and doing something good
I
for
someone
else?
I think Joe has his water goggles on. Get it?
Rachel, I hope we gave you some ideas. Not only are we going to send you a Visa gift card, but Joe is going to send you your own bottle of sexy water today.
So I'm going to autograph it,
too. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
And a date with Michelle.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She hit the jackpot. Okay. We're going to pause for a commercial from I Promote You. When we return, Kathy's going to talk about some email marketing tips for Valentine's Day.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. You can still call us at 215-953-4979. It is not too late to call us and tell us what's on your mind. In the meantime, email marketing tips for Valentine's Day. Kathy, what do you have?
Okay, well, if you haven't been sending out email for Valentine's, you should really start since Valentine's Day is Sunday. Send one today with an offer or other special valuable information for your clients and use a Valentine's theme, of course. Maybe a template with a nice balance of Valentine-specific copy and imagery to get people thinking about the holiday. Also, target a special email to people who bought from you last year around Valentine's Day, presenting them with an even better offer, and they'll most likely buy from you again. Make it super easy. This is important for people to take advantage of your offer. If online, make the button or text link stand out in the email. That makes sense. Use testimonials.
A big heart-shaped
button, I would say. And use testimonials and review. Most people will buy if they know another person has had a positive buying experience with you. And also remember next week to follow up. After that,
follow up is very important.
That's right.
We had the caller a few weeks ago. He said, "Oh, I just did this huge marketing campaign, and no one's calling."
Yeah. Did you contact them?
No. Oh, what a great idea. Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Michelle, tell us a little bit about 10 Basic Desires.
Oh, listen to that voice. Holy moly.
Michelle's is Jack Daniels.
She went sexy voice on us.
Grey Goose. Kettle One.
The most successful brands don't focus on what we need. They focus on what we want. If we need a cell phone, do you want a cell phone? But you might really want the soon-to-be-released iPhone 4G. Fortunately for brands, when it comes to identifying with what people want, we aren't complex. The human mind seeks to satisfy 10 primary wants. Now, I'm not going to go through all 10. I picked a couple here. Number one, to feel safe and secure. That's a universal feeling that everyone has. And brands like Allstate, Volvo, OnStar, and Geico, and Johnson & Johnson have really tapped into that primary emotion, just to they make their clients feel safe and secure.
Probably not Toyota, though, these days, right?
Ridding the world of cavemen.
To feel comfortable. People want to feel comfortable. That's why people gravitate towards comfort food when they're, you know.
And Snuggies.
Those Slanket things. Brands like
Joe's
Cracker.
Joe's got his out, right? You ready for the snowstorm with the Snuggies?
With the Slanket.
Absolutely.
His whole family's outfitted in Snuggies.
I know.
Brands like Cracker Barrel, Rockport, and Godiva tap into feelings like that.
Godiva.
Next, we have the sensation of wanting to be desired by others. Can you guys guess which brands go tap into that?
Cosmetics.
Joe Haley. Show.
Wow. Self-absorbed much, Joe?
Taking tips from you.
And on that note, Joe, Viagra, Cadillac, and Victoria's Secret. Next, the desire to want to be free. And brands like Harley Davidson have really tapped into that. People who just want to kind of that fierce independence who kind of want to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. Lastly, and I'm going to post all of these on our website, but lastly, the desire to be surprised and excited. And Red Bull, Las Vegas Tourism Board, Disney, and De Beers Diamonds have really tapped into that. So again, there's these primary needs and wants that we all have. And if you can tap into those with your clients, then that, you know, really will be a success.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Andy, the economy is still challenging for many of us. What are some ways that businesses can communicate their value right now?
Well, it's important right now to show clients your value to them and prove that when you're on sales calls or trying to market to them. So here are three questions that you can ask yourself to ensure that you're proving your own value to clients. First is, what's important to the client? You have to know exactly what their challenges are, listen to their situations.
You've got a great solution for
them. Don't just go out there and spit out ideas about products without knowing exactly what's important to them. Second is, how does your solution create value for the client? So once you find out what is important to the client, come up with a solution that actually is valuable to their problem and help solve their problem. Third is, how can you demonstrate your capabilities? You have to be able to clearly show them how you've solved a similar problem for other clients. So take their problem, and for some reason you're laughing and smiling at me, but that's a separate issue. So find out what their problems are and show that you can capably solve them.
All right. Good tips from Andy Cohn. Thanks. All right. Friday night, who's going to watch the Olympics opening ceremony? Show of hands.
No.
One, two.
I'll be at the grotto.
Steve, Joe.
I'll be in L.A. on vacation. Oh.
Okay, Jen, are you going to watch the Olympics?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, let's at least say, if we were going to be in the Winter Olympics, what sport do we think we'd have the best shot at? Joe?
Figure skating.
Curling. That was my pick.
Figure skating? Figure skating. All right, Kathy and Jenna are figure skaters. Maybe you guys could be a team.
Yes, sure.
Joe, what would you do, luge?
Yeah, no, the skeleton.
Skeleton.
The skeleton's
That's the one
cool.
You go down head first.
Andy, that curling thing? What do you think?
No, I'm not
That's
doing
Steve
the curling.
Hawks.
I'm going to...
Biathlon.
I'm going to do the two-man luge with Joe.
All right. And Michelle.
Snowboarding.
Ooh, I would be with you on this one.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
All right, so.
I really want to see this. the most long thing to watch.
Next
oh,
week
my
on
God.
ASI Radio.
The Fractured Olympics.
Did you tell us what you would do?
And I said I'm going to snowboard with Michelle.
Oh, okay,
Michelle
that's
Michelle and
right.
I and Sean.
Never mind, I zoned out.
You guys can do the half
So bite. Along with the Olympics comes some wacky souvenirs. Joe, tell us what people are going to see.
Okay, collectibles since 1912 Olympics. So they've been doing this for years, almost 100 years. This year, sales of licensed merchandise has already topped $10 million.
Wow.
So people want the stuff. They trade it. They sell it on eBay. $850 right now to get a ticket stub from the U.S. versus Soviet hockey game back in the 1980 Olympics.
Wow.
So people want this stuff. So here's some of the weird things. From Beijing 2008, a live goldfish key tag.
Like what? Live?
A live goldfish. I get the picture of it right here. A live goldfish key
is
tag.
Is it still alive?
No, it probably dies, and then you have a dead goldfish key tag. And then you got flushed the whole
That's
key tag
cooler.
Down the drain. But yes, it's weird. Torino, in 2006, there were ear warmers with pigtail-like hair braids.
I saw those.
Okay, that's cute. Salt Lake City, 2002, Jell-O food pin. And it was a bowl of green Jell-O that had Salt Lake City on it. And it's one of the most sought-after still to this day. A pin. Pins are very collectible and tradable. A pin.
A pin.
Yeah, but it's Jell-O.
Right. How does that work?
No, it's not made out of it's a it's like a cloisonne pin.
You've
and the image
room.
On there is a bowl
okay,
of
I
Jell-O.
Thought it was Jell-O. Actual okay. Jell-O. I would have liked better if it was
Can I can I point out
Jell-O.
That it's cloisonne, but okay.
Cloisonne, thank you.
Croissant.
All right, go
I
on.
I got one more. From 1994 in Lillehammer, which is just fun to say. Say Lillehammer. Moose dropping earrings. They did something to the moose droppings and they
I see them.
Created into earrings. So those are some of the weird and wacky and wild stuff as Johnny
So what
Carson
are we going to see this year? We don't know yet.
Well, right
You'll
now,
back
right
week?
Now, I will. The big seller now is a pair of big red mittens with the maple leaf on it because they're in Canada and the five Olympic rings on them. But they can't keep them in stock. Everyone wants those big red mittens. But I will keep an eye on
All
this.
All right.
I'll
you
report
keep
back.
The Olympic
cool.
Right. Hear from
when
you
do
more?
I go to Vancouver?
Next week.
Next week.
No. Better, oh, I go.
You yeah, better you head know. Out soon before the big snowstorm.
Yeah, because we have more snow here. They have none in Vancouver.
All right, Kathy.
It's true. It's not snowing.
You're going to tell us what we can learn from some of the best places to work.
Right. This is a list of the 100 best companies to work for. And
this is from what?
CNNmoney.com.
Okay.
And I'll give you all 100 right now. How about that? No.
Yeah, let's go.
No, I won't. I'll give you the top three.
Okay.
The first is SAS, which is a privately owned software company. And here are the benefits there. They have high-quality child care at $410 a month, 90% coverage of the health insurance.
That's a great price.
Yeah, great. This is really great. Unlimited sick days and a medical center staffed by 4 physicians and 10 nurse practitioners at no cost to employees. So anytime you're sick, you just go right there.
Cool.
Yep, they also have a full fitness center, a lending library, and a
you
summer camp for
I
kids.
Knew you would take full advantage of that if we had that.
You
here.
Know it. You know it.
She needs a place to hang her jacket.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, second company is Edward Jones. The investment advisor weathered the recession without closing one of its 12,615 offices, and they didn't lay off a single employee.
That's impressive.
Good for
That's
them.
Right.
And number three?
Number three is Wegmans. I don't know if you've all been to Wegmans, but rated one of the best groceries in the nation, Wegmans has never had a layoff in 94 years.
Wow.
As long as it's
the one
been
around
in business.
Here has like a Chinese food mm-hmm. restaurant inside
That's
it.
Nice.
Right? And my daughter
they have those here?
That.
I thought they were... West Coast.
It's somewhere
Warrington.
In the area because my daughter
I think
went
it's Princeton.
Week.
Is it Princeton?
Warrington. There's one also.
Oh, really?
And have you had the Chinese food?
I have. It's so good.
I've heard that. All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. You're going to post the whole list
yes.
food
on our
of the
website.
Day.
All right. Andy, say that you need some venture capital cash.
Say I do.
How do you get it?
You want to know?
Yeah. Now.
Oh, okay.
You have tips.
I do. Three tips, and venture capitalists, and also, what is that?
It's number one.
Oh, you're counting the
yeah,
one.
Okay, yeah,
they've been very down. Tight with their money, banks and venture capitalists, but here's three tips to try to get them to break the bank a little bit. First,
okay.
Prove you're willing to spend your own money alongside theirs. So, Joe, you got to have a little bit to invest in your business,
okay.
Or else they're not going to want to invest
get
in
a
your
little
business.
George Washington
behind.
In my pocket who's ready to go to
Second,
business.
Second, make your business plan very easy to digest. One pager that details the idea and concepts of the company. No long, drawn-out business plan that goes into every last detail. They want to see simplification and show that you can clearly and succinctly explain your ideas and concepts. Lastly, clearly define your customer base. Investors want to see your market and know that there's a large pool of potential customers for you to call on. That's the biggest key. They want to know that there's future business out there for your business.
Now have you seen the show Shark Tank?
No.
Where these people come and they're looking for money to invest.
Oh, it's a reality show. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a reality show, and they pitch it. Barbara Corcoran is one of the sharks
there. Oh, I've
seen that
advertised.
And she's been at ASI New York 2 years ago, and she's going to be there this year.
She's going to be at the ASI Women's Summit.
She is awesome.
Her speech was fantastic.
It was incredible.
Well, guess what? She's going to be on the radio show. We're going to promote it soon.
Yay.
But this spring, she will come and talk to us.
Very cool.
Michelle?
We might have to bleep her out. Bleep her out.
ASI is serious about social media.
She's very cool.
You guys, almost everyone here is on our tweet tracker, which is on asicentral.com.
Yep.
We're all tweeting away. So, Michelle, why is it important for businesses to get serious about social media?
It really now's the time to do it.
Okay. Why?
Because most companies are doing it. More importantly, most consumers look for it. They go to companies' websites and expect to see it. Okay. So if you're not doing it, it's really noticeable by its absence. A few things to remember. Quit counting fans, Joe Haley. Followers and blog subscribers like Bottle Caps, think about instead what you're hoping to achieve with and through the community that actually cares about what you're doing. Learn what case studies can and can't do for you. Stop saying there aren't enough of them and go to and Google the term social media case studies, and there are a ton of them that will help you with your business. I'm going to put this whole list on our website, but lastly, approach social media methodically with the same care that you would other business investments that you make. And again, we've said it before, we have a designated person on staff, Vinny here, Vinny Driscoll, who handles most of our social media. And I think if you're really serious about it and if you have enough resources for it, that you really should look to find somebody, maybe even a college student. Somebody in a marketing department who's looking for, like an internship.
Kat? And also, Jen, our new staff writer, is working on a big article for April Advantages on the best industry sales bloggers and tweeters.
We're finding some pretty creative ones out there.
Yep.
All right, so check out our tweet tracker on ASI Central. And we got to get you up there, Kathy.
Many tweets, not enough Indians.
All right. Joe, we have just enough time for you to get something off your chest. Oh, what do you have for us today?
All right. Today we are bracing for the second punch of Mother Nature's 1-2 to our guts. Yes, Al, Mr. Global Warming Gore. We were socked with 20-plus inches of snow on Saturday, and now 3 days later we were preparing for another 18 to 24 inches. I like the snow. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind shoveling while actually watching my two teenage sons shovel or the round-the-clock media coverage that offers nothing all that compelling other than, hey, it's snowing. Nor do I mind the sheer panic that sets in when even the hint of a flurry, Andy, is reported on the news, causing people in this area to bum rush the local grocery stores to stock up on bread, milk, and eggs. We call it the French toast report around here. But what annoys me, and I know Michelle is right there with me, is people who do not clean off their entire car before hitting the roads. First, it's illegal in PA, Andy, so if you're going
to
do it, stay in New York.
Clean off
your
car.
Worry, I'm staying in New York.
It is illegal in Pennsylvania.
Not coming.
Second, it is dangerous. Period. Once the snow on top of the car melts a little and refreezes, it becomes a sheet of ice and extremely hazardous when it flies off of a car
and then
traveling.
Andy gets hit with it on the
at 60 miles an hour.
Tell me about it.
Really? Are we indifferent? Are we that indifferent to the safety of others on the roadway? No, no, no. The excuses vary. Some drivers insist they didn't have time to. Oh, really? Whereas the SUV and mini drivers like to say, I can't reach. Seriously, Kathy.
You
don't have a chair or a stepladder you can stand on, or you don't own a broom. I think it's more to do with total self-absorption and complete laziness, Kathy. In other words, we really don't care and just don't want to do it. So much for loving the fellow man. So what's an appropriate penalty for these breakers of the law, Andy? Forget the fines. I say we should be allowed to hit them in the face with a nice snowball with bits of ice in it.
I think we should be allowed to do that to Joe.
That'll teach him.
Wow, there you have it. Jen, that was your first ever Joe's Rant. What's your
memorable. Absolutely memorable.
I'm going to autograph it for you, Jen.
We're all tired.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Be sure to check out next week when we're going to be talking about the Olympics and lots more. Thanks to I Promote You for sponsoring the show today. And have a great week. Happy Valentine's Day.